Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Hey there. 1 hour to go. We've got 3 hours under our belt, and we are glad you are with us. We do 2 hours on another station. You can find us. And then this last hour, and now this hour here on 570 KVI. It all started right here on 570 KVI back in 1999. Dr. Mixon, you started Longevity Medical Clinic. You were a radical. You were a wild hare. You drove a lot of your peers crazy. And you had two clinics? Or you had at least one down south.
Yeah, I had one.
One. And your peers thought you were nuts.
Yep. But, you know, now we have a lot of doctors as patients. And
well, indeed we do. We have got chiropractors, NDs, MDs, surgeons,
we have gynecologists, emergency room doctors, internists.
As
patients at Longevity, yeah. It has become much more mainstream, but I think the next jump we're going to do is into the senescent cells I was talking about before. And I want to make clear, the resveratrol does not destroy senescent cells. Okay, resveratrol helps to prevent the formation of new senescent cells. And so it's a two-step process. We want to destroy the senescent cells, and that takes a specific medication therapy. And then once you've destroyed your senescent cells, you want to inhibit the formation of new senescent cells.
Yeah.
And then periodically, you want to go back and wipe out any new cells that have formed despite you're trying to slow it down.
Yeah.
So it's not a once in a lifetime thing. It is a once in a lifetime thing for mice. Because the average mouse lives 25 weeks. And so a 20 week mouse is old. Okay. He's not ready to die. He's got about 5 weeks left, but he's sliding down the hill. And they have a significant load of senescent cells because they're going downhill. You can treat the mouse one time, and you give them an average lifespan of, instead of 25 weeks, you give them 34 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, so they live about 36% longer.
Good grief.
Equally important, that 20-week-old mouse that is ready to be treated has stopped breeding. His sexuality has faded away. His coat is crummy. He can't exercise as well. His cardiac output is down. He can't solve mazes as well. His brain function is declining. That 20-week-old mouse is like a 70-year-old man.
Sounds like it.
You know, his sexuality, heart, lung, brain function have all declined. You treat the mouse one time, and all of a sudden that 20-week-old mouse starts acting like a 10-week-old mouse. And he regains his sexual activity, his strength improves, his endurance improves, he starts solving mazes again. He gets dramatic improvement until he gets up into the 30-week range, and then he starts going downhill again. Humans live a lot longer. So if I take a 70-year-old man and I wipe out his senescent cells, we can't say he's going to live 36% longer, because what will happen is within a month or two, he'll start forming newer senescent cells and they'll start building up again. And because he has issues that predispose his formation of senescent cells. Once more, diabetics form senescent cells much faster than non-diabetics. Low blood sugar people don't form them fast at all. Lean people form senescent cells much more slowly than overweight people. since a typical 70-year-old is overweight and has higher blood sugar and blood pressure, etc., he forms senescent cells much faster than a lean, young, healthy person. And so that older person will probably need therapy on an ongoing basis intermittently to keep his senescent cell load low. But there are good some experiments now. There are experiments that have been done on diabetics with kidney disease, on people with pulmonary fibrosis. There are studies underway right now on dementia and cognitive disease and heart disease, cardiovascular. So all of the things we've seen in the animals are now being experimented with in humans.
Yeah.
And so far, we're getting good benefit. We are seeing improvements in strength and energy and endurance. And so
we can't tell longevity yet, obviously.
Right, because it's simply too long. People live too long. You know, if I treat 60-year-olds, 50 and 60-year-olds and 70-year-olds for their senescence now, I won't know for 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years, how long we've extended their health span and their lifespan.
But there is a basic foundation of logic.
And there are markers that tend to accumulate with destructive markers, such as tumor necrosis alpha and interleukin 6 and so on, that we know do decline dramatically when we treat people and wipe out their senescent cells. All those inflammatory markers, all those inhibition of growth factors,
my golly,
do decline.
And we know that's definitely good.
We know those are good things.
Yes.
So anyway, I really think this is going to be the next step in human longevity. Is, you know, we have treated reproductive aging pretty well so far with our hormone balancing and anti-inflammation. We get people stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier. We think we may improve their lifespan, but we certainly know we can improve their life. But now we're moving to the next step, that can we extend human beings an extra 10, 20, 30, 40 years? We don't know yet, but we're working on it.
That is exciting. And should make it real easy. For the last 20 years about, you've made a very big deal about the fact that we don't talk about extending life.
Yes, despite the name of the clinic, longevity.
I know.
But the fact is, we think we have, you know, I say, if I can improve your heart function, your lung function, your bones, your muscles, your brain, I think you'll probably live a bit longer. You'll certainly live a lot better. So I've emphasized living better, stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier. But I think we are now on the verge of being able to honestly add longer.
Very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And like I said, there's a big time announcement coming from us. We're actually putting together a webinar.
I'm putting together a webinar that will go into it in great detail. And the problem has been for some time now, because I started treating me over a year ago this way. Mm-hmm. And with very nice results. And even my wife in her 40s just makes sure that I treat her too. The fact is, it's been quite pricey. 9 days worth of therapy for the initial therapy was over $2,000 just for the medication.
Yeah.
Paramount Pharmacy now tells me they'll be able to get me that same therapy for $250.
This is incredible.
So to go from $2,500 to $250, that makes it available to a lot more people. And then the intermittent therapies through the year would only be like $70 a pop, $70, $75.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So really, you know, Paramount is helping us out here in a way to get people their medication so inexpensively that it makes the program practical for ordinary folk. I love that.
That's us. That's
right.
Us. In fact, that was your dream at Longevity. When you started Longevity, I say we because
sure. You came in just a year later.
Just a year later. You can't get rid of me.
That's right.
Your dream was to make available for the masses what only the rich.
Yes.
We're getting.
And there are still people doing what we do that the average cost per patient is $25,000 to $30,000 a year, and ours is down around six.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. And this is something, you know, I've always told you, you ought to raise your rates, but your whole dream.
My goal is to take this to as many people as humanly possible. That's I can't do it for free, and I can't do it for insurance because I'd go broke and, you know, we'd shut the clinic. But the reality is I want to keep this as inexpensive as possible so that as many humans as possible get to take advantage of it. And so, you know, that is my goal. And when I was going over this with, you know, with the Paramount, and they said, yeah, we can get that for you and get the price down to $250, I about fell off my chair. But yeah, because that now suddenly makes it practical.
Very exciting. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We have three lines open right now. Two lines open right now. So you give us a call, and we'll get you on. You call us. Our toll-free number is 1-888-312-5757. 888-312-5757. We're going to go to a break just a couple of minutes early because I hate interrupting a call. And so in the middle of a call and question back and forth. So we'll go to a break. It'll be a quick one. And when we come back, we will talk with Rich from Toledo. He's got a question about COVID-19. And then we have a call from Alec about nose hygiene. Okay. And then your call, because we've got another couple of lines, I believe. And you can call us at that number, 1-888-312-5757. And between now and noon, we'll take as many calls as we can sneak in. Don't go far.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how you age. Call with your question at 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757.
I'm a relatively new longevity patient, and I've been thoroughly impressed with how thorough the process is.
Okay, here we go. It is 17 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. And so let's just start grabbing some calls here. Let's go to Toledo and talk with Rich. Hello, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I got up early in the morning, get on my treadmill, walk briskly for about 50 minutes while I watch an episode of the old Hawaii Five-O, and then I come at 8 o'clock and come sit at the master's feet and listen to him because I like to learn the things from you. And okay. I kind of feel melancholy when I watch that show when I'm on the treadmill because they're all dead, you know. Steve McGarrett, Dano, Kono, and Chinho, they're all gone. I was thinking maybe if they went to your clinic, they might still be alive.
Well, maybe. or they'd be much prettier corpses. So, you know, we make them lean and beautiful.
There you go. I had a question for you, Dr. Mixon, and I wanted to get a clarification because I highly respect everything that you say, and I just wanted to make sure that you said that if I was incorrect in what I heard, you said that the flu is different from COVID because you said that the COVID is an RNA virus,
right?
And so is the flu.
No, so you're right.
That's
yeah,
why
you're
I was,
right.
Was a little bit.
Yeah, and I did misspeak. I am sorry. Okay. I kicked myself about 30 seconds later. I said, did I just say that? Shit. yes.
Well, the point being is that, okay, I'm a healthcare professional, and since I'm not considered essential, I'm laid off. And so this affects me, you know. And to me,
yes,
based upon everything I look, to me, this is a hype. This is more of a panic-demic or a panic-pandemic situation because people don't think there's any other viruses out there. It's like, oh, COVID's the only virus that's out there right now. And I'm thinking that, you know, I just see too much hype going on here. I just don't see the danger in it. I would like to make one other point, because it's brought up about the Spanish flu quite frequently. And then they talked about the population range of the, or the age category, the people that are most severely affected, and I believe it was 18 to 30-year-old males.
Right.
And the one thing that I don't hear taken into account was there was a huge event that had occurred for a couple years prior to that, and it was World War One. And so you had a lot of severely immune-suppressed people out there that caught a virus that weren't able to fight it off because they had just gone through a horrific 2 years or 3 years or whatever.
So, yeah, well, it was, anyway, yeah, 1914 that's to 1918. Yeah, 1914 to 1918 was the First World War. We lost more Americans in 4 months of the Spanish flu than we lost in the entire First World War in 4 years.
Hard to believe that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was a tough one. And there are parallels. Again, we did not worry about the economy in those days. There was nothing we could do about the flu. 1918, you caught the flu, you lived, you died. There wasn't much we could do. And so nobody shut anything down. There was very little in the way of workers' rights. And so in 1918, you went to work, and if you caught the flu and you died, they hired a different worker. They just, you know, the economy just chugged right along. We are much more concerned about that sort of thing today. And so we are going to great lengths to try to, you know, preserve everyone's survival. There are some interesting parallels, though. For instance, there was almost no national response in those days. It was all up to the states, because the states are responsible for the people in their state. They have the pluripotent powers, police powers for their population. Some states, some cities went ahead and held the St. Patrick's Day parade, and other cities canceled the parade. Interestingly, the cities that held the parade had three times as many deaths on average as the cities that didn't hold the parade. So when they packed people together in close quarters for the parades, they greatly exacerbated the disease outbreak. And the people that the cities and the mayors that said, no, 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 we are not going to hold any great big settings, they kept their epidemic relatively in check. We see that in New York and New Jersey, of course. The health officials, the mayor, the governor of New York were encouraging everybody to go out for the Chinese New Year parades.
Oh, you know,
you were a fascist and a racist if you would not go to the Chinese New Year parade and look at the situation they're in.
Well, do you agree or disagree about the suppressed immune system for this age category that was the most effective?
Yes,
that's,
probably.
That's my point. I would submit that it would be any flu virus that came out at that time would have had similar circumstances.
Yeah.
The book that I think I give most credence to is a book by Peter Duisberg called Inventing the AIDS Virus. He was an eminent retrovirologist that unfortunately came out with a theorem that his colleagues didn't like. So what did they do? Instead of trying to disprove it, they just got rid of his funding.
Well, that's part of the peer review. If your peers don't like it, you don't get published. You don't get funded. So,
in your opinion, though, because I think I'm seeing more hype than anything, because I think from the death rates and so forth, some of these things that have incidentally are checked and they find that they have the COVID, but if they die from underlying condition, that they're going to attribute that death to COVID.
Well, we know today that anything that suppresses your immune response puts you at higher risk of dying of COVID. That's clear. What we don't really know is what is the death rate, because we're only checking people that are sick. And those are probably, the worst 20% of the population, and they're the ones most likely to curl up their toes and die. If we were able to test everybody and find out who had the virus and was symptom-free, and who had the virus and only had mild illness, we might find the death rate is no higher than the flu, but we don't really know. That's
just one little note. Maybe you can comment on it. Do you notice that prior to the, I would say, the mid 1980s, when there would seem like to be a change in our dietary a source of sugar, that there was a much leaner population.
Yeah, that wasn't just sugar, though, but you're right. Our calorie intake and the size of our meals, yes. American calorie intake has increased dramatically from the 1950s. The intake is just enormous. Yeah, we used to be lean, now we're fat. And unfortunately, fat predisposes us to die from everything.
Thank you very much.
Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate that. Good call. Let's go to Ruston and talk with Alec. Alec, glad you're calling.
Good morning. I want to know what do you recommend for good nasal hygiene externally and internally, and what do you recommend for a good nasal spray, something that is a good antiseptic?
I don't generally recommend anything as a antiseptic nasal spray. I mean, if you're one of those people that has chronic polyps or you know, blockages, neti pot with isotonic saline works perfectly well to flush things out and get rid of the mucus plugs and blockages. But, you know, if we're talking about protection from the coronavirus, the virus does not do well in cool room temperature environments. It needs more warmth. That's why it's growing in the back of the throat, in the nasal pharynx, way to the back. And that's why they swab all the way. They stick that swab through your nose all the way to the back of the pharynx. It's warmer back there, and that's where the virus does so well. That's also why it's causing pneumonias. It grows where it's warmest, and so down in the central body, not up in the upper airways in the front of the nose. So, you know, this is a warmth-loving. Our other coronaviruses that cause about 30% of our colds, those versions of coronaviruses tend to do better in lower temperature. They seldom go down into your lungs and cause pneumonias. They mostly cause stuffy noses because the front half of your nasal passage is relatively cool because it's bringing in room air temperature and having to warm it up. And that's where those viruses like to grow, is where it's not too warm. So, but generally, I understand
if you use the neti pot incorrectly, it can give you some severe adverse conditions.
Absolutely. Use anything inadvertently. Yes. Dr. Mixon's first rule of medicine, anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt. But, you know, there are people that make enormous amounts of mucus and they're always plugged up. And if my choice is to use a corticosteroid or to use saline, I'd rather use saline. And they make just plain saline sprays. You can just spray the saline up your nose, you know, a little puffer. You give it a squeeze, and it puts about a tenth of a cc of saline in your nose with each puff. And that will liquefy the mucus up front, and you can blow it out a lot easier. So, but generally, generally the nose is a self-cleaning mechanism. It's just sometimes it needs a little help to liquefy the mucus that dries. So, okay.
So a saline solution spray is the best. One of the best things we can do.
Absolutely. It's as close to isotonic as possible. Isotonic means it has the same amount of salt in it that your body, your blood has.
Okay, so is that an over-the-counter type of device?
It is. Yes, it is. And the only brand that comes to mind is one called Ocean, because it's essentially the same salt content that the ocean or the human body has. So, yeah, Ocean spray or the generic versions of it. You know, I think the Ocean costs three times what the generic versions cost. But if you go to Walgreens, buy Walgreens version. If you go to Fred Meyer, buy Fred Meyer's version. So,
there you go, Alec.
Okay.
Thank you. What a wonderful answer. Very professional.
All right. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Charlie in Buckley. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
It's going well, sir.
Hour number four. We got a half hour to go here.
30 minutes to go, and then I get to go home to my wife, daughter, and have lunch.
So. All right. That sounds good. I got a question. Did Dr. Gilbert mention that people probably should have glasses on?
Yeah. And I don't wear glasses generally. Right. I've got some granny glasses I use for very small text on the computer. And but I use sunglasses outside if it's a sunny day. And yes, you, one of the routes to get the COVID virus into you is through your eyes. Now, the most common way is people getting it on their hands and then they rub their eye. You know, you dig it, you get that itchy in the corner of your eye and you stick your finger in there and the virus is on your finger and that's how it gets in.
But if people
are spitting out that, you know, the micro droplets when they talk or they're coughing, then yes, you can get a micro droplet in your eye and the virus will grab that mucous membrane and take off.
You know, I got a comment. You know, I live up here in Buckley or by Wilkinson, and we go shopping like I do, to like Bonnie Lake area and stuff like that. You know, it's like, I don't know where they're separating people. I mean, I went there a couple of times, and nobody had any gloves. They're mingling and talking, and I'm going, what are you talking about? How the virus rate went down in Washington. It was like everybody here, there's business as normal.
I see. Well, I'll tell you, not here in Kirkland where I live.
Boy, me neither. Not in Redmond.
No, our people are staying apart. In fact, it's my 7-year-old daughter. My wife and daughter and I go, you know, jogging down the trail, and my daughter waves at people on the other side of the trail. Is about 20 feet wide. People going one way, stay on one side, and the other way, stay on the other side. As we pass one another, my daughter shouts, "Happy quarantine!" And away we go. But yeah, we are doing a pretty good job of social distancing here in Washington. And by the way, I said some unkind things about our governor not buying masks and ventilators in 16 when he was given the opportunity. But let me say something good about him, okay? If you look, there is a trend, a graphic you can get that the New York Times puts out and updates every day. And it shows the number of deaths and the number of cases, of established cases in every state in the union every day. And they update this every day. Washington has the lowest transmission rate of any state in America. We are dramatically better.
Isn't that amazing when it actually started here?
Yes, but Inslee stopped. He closed our schools early. He told people to start social distancing early, and it was a brilliant thing to do. Thank you, Governor Inslee. I didn't vote for you. I probably won't next time either because I think you're a flake in a lot of other ways, but that is something wonderful you did for the people of Washington State. Thank you, sir.
We need to stand with truth wherever it is, and that's good to hear.
Yep.
All right. Okay, let's go to the break. And when we come back, Carol is next. She's been waiting the longest, and again, she is next. She's got a question about hormones. Then Anna has a question about COVID-19. And then Austin has a question about slow hair growth. Not sure where that will take us. But you don't want to go far.
That's right.
Leading Edge Medicine. Do you have a question? Well, you can call now at 1-888-312-5757 and tell your friends to listen too. That's 1-888-312-5757.
I can tell you that my strength, my energy is great. I have two granddaughters who run Green Lake, and I can run right along with them.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, and the sun comes shining through.
Shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Stop your side.
All right, folks, it is 35 minutes past the hour. Let's just get right into some calls here. Carol. Carol from Gig Harbor. Carol, welcome to the show.
Hello, Carol.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been a longevity patient since 2002, and my husband and I both And my question is about fine-tuning my hormones.
Uh-huh.
I was on biomedical transdermal hormones until I had DCIS in 2013. Okay. And they did a lumpectomy and the FAVI procedure over a five-day period and said there was no nodes that were positive, but was negative. And the only hormone replacement that was suggested by my surgeon would have been and has been Vagifem, 10 micrograms a couple times a week. Uh-huh. And I'm wondering about testosterone because you were talking about it in your first hour that I heard.
Yes.
And I wonder how, I mean, I'm 81, I'm healthy, I'm happy girl, and I don't know whether I should be taking testosterone at this time, and do you introduce that at my age? When I tried it before, I was getting a lot of facial blemishes, and I just wasn't willing to put up with them. So I went off of it with the doctor's approval at Longevity.
Sure. Well, we always get back to Dr. Mixon's first rule of medicine. Anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt. And so that
that one well.
You know, yes. And, of course, our job is to give you as many benefits as possible with as few downsides as practical. The carcinoma, the ductal carcinoma in situ is often... It's equivocal as to whether it ought to be called a cancer or not. Okay.
That's what I was told.
Yeah. It when you look at it under the microscope, it has many of the morphologic features of a cancer. Women who have had that do have a somewhat higher incidence of developing a real breast cancer later. So that is, you know, that is a worrisome trait. But that particular treatment, some physicians are saying, you know what? Yeah, we don't want it to be there, but the odds on anybody ever dying from it are extremely low. Some doctors are being super cautious and saying you can never have any estrogen, progesterone, nothing ever again. That's probably overkill. The incidence of reoccurrence in women who have nothing and who have estrogen replacement is about the same, actually.
Right.
The instance of reoccurrence with testosterone therapy is dramatically lower than the incidence of women who get nothing. So the testosterone therapy does lower your risk of increase or of a reoccurrence of a tumor. And the trick is to get you a dose that will provide you with as many benefits as possible with as few downsides as practical. One of the things I'm wondering if when they tried you before, if you were getting basically adolescent acne sort of reaction from your testosterone, I'm thinking that may be what you mean when you said facial blemishes. Is
correct.
That accurate? Okay.
Correct.
What they can try to do is to use a progesterone cream on your face and neck. You know, if when you were a teenager, you got pimples on your face, your neck, or your back, we can cover those same areas because those areas have told us they are prone to responding with acne with androgens. But the progesterone will block most of the androgen receptors. And so by putting a progesterone cream on your face and neck, we can probably then raise your testosterone level high enough to give you protection while still giving you better drive, ambition, self-confidence, stress tolerance, mood improvement, better sleep, and better bone density without giving you zits. That's the goal. So I'd say talk to your doctor about maybe using progesterone on your acne prone areas. And then a few weeks later, start walking up very gently with a testosterone dose.
And you would suggest that at 81, which is my current age?
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got bones, you got a brain, you got heart, you got skin, and all of those things improve.
Right.
So, and you know, well, you don't sound fine. Yeah, you don't sound like the feeble 81-year-old who's ready to dodder off to the nursing home to me. And so,
no, I'm not.
And so you know, you're the kind of person that I would even look at things like the, if you heard me talking about the senescent cell therapies a little while ago, that I would love, that's the sort of thing I would bear in mind for you.
Definitely.
Okay.
Because Once you start falling over that edge, the decline is very rapid. And the goal, of course, is to keep you from ever having that happen.
Well, it sounded very interesting, and the price is certainly better that from $2,500 down to $250 with Paramount. So
yeah, absolutely.
I may be a candidate.
Yeah.
I may be a candidate in your research project.
Well, he tells me it's going to take him about 4 or 5 weeks to get this stuff in stock. So I haven't uh-huh. wanted to push it as long as it's too pricey. Now I went ahead and spent the money on me twice. You know, I got treated about a year ago and then again about 9 or 10 months later when I noticed I was starting to slump again. So I've done the expensive version, but obviously once Paramount does the less expensive version, then I'll probably go on a maintenance program and take a smaller dose every 2 to 3 months. So
did you notice a downside when you started the program?
The first time I took it, I got headache and tired. And I'm suspect that what we were doing is we were killing off a whole lot of accumulated senescent cells. The second time I took it, I had no adverse effects at all.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a good sign, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And so, you know, I took it the first time. I got rid of all of my old aches and pains and stiffness, and I felt wonderful. And then when those started coming back, I treated it again. And the second time, I got the good benefits, but I didn't notice any of the bad effects that I noticed the first time through.
Okay.
And my wife, of course, my wife is younger than me, of course. And that 30-year age difference, when she took it, she had no adverse effects of any kind. She said, no, I feel great. So because she probably wasn't wiping out as many bad stuff as I was.
We've been seeing the doctors at Longevity in Tacoma, and there's a new doctor that I'm lined up to see. Is she familiar with all this progesterone and testosterone?
Yes, and she can do those for you. Now, my naturopathic physicians cannot do the senescent cell therapy. That's not within their prescription. So we have to have the MDs write the senescent cell therapies.
But that's not a problem.
Okay. That's not a problem.
We
can do that. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much for your information. I'll question her when I see her in a few weeks.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Carol.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And this is a good time to remind everybody, just think, I don't know how long, folks, you've been listening today, but this is just so exhilarating. The things that are going on, yeah, there's some very serious things. Obviously, the virus is very serious. But in the process, you folks, as you listen, are learning things. Many of which you can only learn at Longevity. And the benefits of being a patient at Longevity are so numerous. It's just amazing. And that's why we offer the free health analysis appointment. And we're still doing it. We keep our clinics very, very, very sanitized, very clean. And again, we've mentioned that we don't even let you in the door until we take your temperature, ask you a bunch of qualitative questions, of course. And same with our staff. Our staff cannot come in unless they have their temperature taken, and we ask them questions again every single day. But we have created a very safe environment, and we still are seeing quite a few patients. The numbers are down a little bit, which is why we're doing this. We are making the health analysis appointments available. They're still free, but as a little extra incentive for those of you who would like to come in during April and have your free health analysis appointment, we're offering a $100 gift card, good, toward any of our longevity supplements. Pretty good deal. Very exciting deal, as a matter of fact. And so if you would like to schedule one of those April health analysis appointments, we now have them available in each of our three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. All you do is go to our website, lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. And it's real obvious on the homepage how to schedule your own appointment. Just click on the button and boom, you can do it. Takes about 3 minutes is all it takes, and you can grab one of those. They are available on a first come, first served basis. So I know we're probably going to have a few people that will delay or procrastinate, what have you. So again, my point is go now to lmclinic.com. Oh, and by the way, we also have a mask for you. A nice, wonderful, what is it? What do you call it?
N95
mask. Plus, you when you come in for a regular appointment or even for a free health analysis appointment, we also give you a mask, and we give you one for your spouse and anyone living with you, your immediate family. Not your whole family tree, so you can mail them across the country. But
and please don't lie and cheat, because yeah. We don't have enough. Yeah. If your kids are grown and out of the house, sorry, they're grown and on the out of the house. Yeah. We don't have enough for that.
We don't have enough.
We'll run out. My doctors would run short. I'd have to close the clinic. So we don't want that. But we do have enough for our patients and their spouse and that rare person who has a child still living at their home with them. But in our demographic, in the people that are at longevity, there's not very many.
Right.
And so, you know, if we start saying, oh, yeah, I've got six kids at home, no, you're a fibber. We're going to take away all your masks. So
that's right. You lied to us. You can't even. No soup for you.
No soup for you.
No that's mask
right.
for you.
That's right.
Anyway, come on in. And yes, we're happy to give you a mask and for your spouse and anyone in your immediate family living with you now. Okay. So make your free health analysis appointment. First come, first serve. And you get the free $100 gift card for longevity supplements. Quite the deal. Go to lmclinic.com and schedule that appointment. Do it now. Okay, when we come back from the break, Anna from Redmond has a question about COVID. And then Austin has a question about hair and hair growth. So don't go far. I think we could, yeah, we can get those two in easy. So don't go far. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation at 425-654-0258. That's 425-654-0258.
I started playing in the Puget Sound Senior Baseball League when I was 51, and I started pitching. And the guys, my regular catcher for the 3 years before I started the program, was catching me one day after I'd started on the program, and he came out about the third inning and he said, "Dude, I don't know what you're doing, but you've gained about 5 or 6 miles an hour on your fastball." And I didn't go into think about longevity at the time, but I just kind of knew that that was what was making the difference.
Boom, 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 boom.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know.
Does she Alrighty, we've got about 10 minutes. Let's start it off in Redmond with Anna. Hello there, Anna. Welcome.
Hi there. Hi. Hey, I'm from Long Beach, California, and we used to go to the Naval Shipyard all the time. And I bet I saw you out there when we were growing
Maybe.
Anyway, I have a question. You know, I'm hearing about how you can kill the virus on surfaces and washing your hands with soap and everything.
Sure.
What is your recommendation if we start to feel sick? What should we do to try and I don't know what it is we could do to kill the virus once it's inside our bodies, but what could we do right away if I'm feeling sick and weak and having fever? What should I do?
Okay, what I'm about to tell you, I have no idea if it has any relationship to coronavirus or not. It is what I do, because when I was a kid, I was an asthmatic. And I am subject to periodic episodes of viral bronchitis. And I can tell you what I do whenever I start to get a cough and, you know, see that things are going to add up. And so I've got a mixed formula that I always use. And it knocks down my bugs real quick. But again, these aren't coronaviruses, so I don't know about that one. But here's what I do. I take the following things. There's a product we make here called Immune Factor E, and I take two of those three times a day. I take resveratrol, 350 milligram tablets, two of those three times a day. I take berberine, 500 milligram tablets, two of those three times a day. And let's see, what was the other one?
Vitamin C with the
polyphenols.
Right.
Vitamin C with the polyphenols, again, one of those mixtures we make, two of those three times a day. So I've got four different things, and I'm taking eight pills three times a day. But in a couple of days, most of those things have both mixed antibacterial, antiviral effect. They all boost the immune response, and they're all potent free radical scavengers. So that's what I take when I start to get ill. Now, I don't take all of that except when I start to get ill. But it knocks my infections that used to hang on for 2 and 3 weeks down to 2 and 3 days. Whether it would be effective against coronavirus or not, I have no idea. Okay?
Okay. All now, right. Well, thank you so much.
Pete,
and I'm a patient there, by the way. I'm getting my PRP for my hair.
Well, good. So, thank you.
And I love your radio show and your clinic. So you keep moving on. Thank you
we'll
so
just
much.
Keep on trucking. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you. There you go. Appreciate the call, Anna. Jerry, you were about to say I have some of the same tendencies towards
yes.
bronchitis, which has just been a horrible problem for the last 10 or 15 years until I started doing what you told me to do,
yes.
which is almost identical.
Mm-hmm. The difference is that you take a slightly lower dose
yeah.
on
All
a continuing basis so you don't get it.
That's right. All the time.
Yeah. And I ignore it until I start to get it, and
okay.
then I treat it more aggressively.
Yeah.
So, but we both use the same mixture of compounds.
Since doing those, I've not had bronchitis now for a couple of years, and that used to be a once or two, twice time a year problem. So, again, we don't know if this works for COVID-19,
no.
so that's the problem. Let us go to Austin in Federal Way. Real quickly, Austin, welcome.
Hello, Austin.
Hello, thank you. Say, several months ago, I decided to go from a full head of hair to shaved head, but
uh-huh.
now I'm finding it's costing me about $10 a week for shaver heads, and you guys are talking about growing hair, and I just
yes.
wondered, and I believe my hair growth strengthened after my starting with you guys, and I'm not
uh-huh.
complaining, I'm just saying. And
yep.
so anyway, is there something that in the program that could lower toughness of hair, if nothing else?
How to make your hair go away, in other words, huh?
We've never had anybody ask us to.
No, I've had a few people complain that, since my testosterone and DHEA levels came up, I'm losing hair faster, but they haven't always been happy about it. We've always looked for ways to keep them from losing hair.
Yeah.
And that's why I called today.
All right. So you're doing the, okay, let's stump the doctor today. I've actually never given this any thought whatsoever. And nothing immediately comes to mind. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm afraid you've stumped the doctor today. I don't know how to make your hair stop growing.
So there you go, Austin.
Oh, wait a minute.
I
just did think of one. There is a medication, and I'm trying to think of the name of it. I have not seen it on the market for years, but they probably still make it somewhere. There is a medication that was designed for people who have unwanted hair, and they would use it on their genitalia, or women would put it on their face, and it stops hair growth. It actually blocks hair growth. If I recall correctly, it was fairly expensive. I'll have to look it up. But I do know there was a prescription
okay.
compound that was specifically designed primarily for women that had facial hair that would stop them from growing the hair. Now, I think it kind of fell out of favor, A, because it cost a fair bit, and B, because we now have things like the laser and the IPL that can kill the hair follicles on the women, and they don't have to put something on every day. But there was something. I just have to do a search and find it. So,
all righty.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, what's the maximum dosage of relief factor? I've been taking two a day, but I'm having pain, particularly in my right leg. And so I just wondered, can I take more without hurting?
Three a day is perfectly safe. In fact, we tell people three a day till the pain goes away. Okay, and then you can cut back to two, and you may need three. At four, the omega-3s, the fatty acid levels, are high enough that some people will start raising their LDL. Not everybody, but some. So there is an FDA warning that if you get your omega-3s up over what four a day would be, you have to watch your LDL levels because they might start to rise.
Okay. But that's a...
Okay. See, I, as I say, I've been with you guys roughly 3 years, and I was with one doctor 2 years, and he was on vacation, so you switched me to another doctor. And she decided to delve into why a couple of the problems I have were staying steady instead of reducing. Mm-hmm. And she come up with a new idea, and it dropped 10 pounds in approximately a month.
Wow.
Off of my weight, which was one of my problems. And the thought that I've had since then is that maybe periodically we should have a reevaluation with a different doctor. Now, I think my first doctor is great. I have no complaints. Mm-hmm. But this doctor discovered how to lose 10 pounds, and I appreciated that.
Hey, that's great.
A fresh set of eyes never hurts.
We got to go, Austin. That is good to hear. Nice. Often our patients lose weight. We're not a weight loss clinic, but that happens a lot. A quick reminder. Our free health analysis appointments are still available. We have some at all three of our clinics. And for the month of April, you come in for a free health analysis appointment, and we will give you a $100 gift card toward any of our longevity supplements. That's for the month of April only. And obviously, we give you a mask, and we give you a mask, an N95 mask, for your family members, too, the ones living with you, your immediate family members. Make your appointment online at lmclinic.com.
The preceding program was paid for by the advertiser and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of KVI management and staff. KVI Seattle.
Tune in and tune up. From happy homes to happy hour, it's KVI Want to Know Weekends. Talk Radio 570 KVI.